Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 24. <音楽><音楽><音楽><音楽> 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese， 我是马克。大家好，我是
Crystal。很高兴和大家一起学习中文。太棒了，Mark。
Am I getting good at that?
非常好。Okay,
I practiced that in my sleep, I think. You know? We're back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. This is episode 24, and we're looking at the topic of making a phone call. And I have to be honest, making a phone call, I think, is one of the most stressful things that you have to do in a foreign language when you're learning a language.
But Mark, it's a very useful skill to have.
It is, whether you're making a phone call to arrange something or indeed, if you're in a business context, sometimes making a phone call and getting through to someone is very important.
Indeed.
Let's then get on with our lesson. 准备好了吗?
准备好了，开始吧。Okay,
Crystal, let's begin by talking about the actual word for telephone. What is the telephone?
电话.
No, I think we've spoken about this before. 电 is like the electric. Yeah, and 话 meaning speech. Okay, as in 普通话.
对.
Right, so 电话 is the telephone, and to use the telephone
to make
a call. Yeah,
打, that's the verb.
打电话,
对,
to make a phone call. So that's what we're focusing on in this lesson. I guess my first question is, what do you say when you answer the phone in Chinese?
In English, we say hello.
Yep.
In Chinese, we say wei.
Wei. I think we've covered that, or we've talked about that word way, way back in the course. So, do we just say "wei," or do we just say something else when we answer the phone?
You could simply say "wei," hello. Mm-hmm. You could also add "hello," 你好.
So, "wei," 你好.
对.
Now, the chances are in this phone conversation, the next thing that we might ask is who's speaking.
Yeah, 哪位?
All right. Okay. That's a little confusing. Okay. So we've been "wei." And that's second tone. Uh-huh. And then your next.
Nei, wei.
Nei, wei.
Uh-huh.
Can you explain what's going on there?
Nei, meaning which or whom.
Yep.
Wei is the measure word for person in a very polite way for people.
Okay.
So, nei, wei, which person are you?
Right. Nei, wei. Who are you or who's speaking?
Mm-hmm.
And so to answer that, here's a question. In Mandarin, would I say it's Mark or I'm Mark?
I am Mark.
Okay, so in English, I guess, who's speaking? Ah, it's Mark here. Mm. But in Mandarin, I am Mark. So could I just say 我是马克?
对.
So let's try that beginning of our phone call. Okay, ring, ring.
喂,你好.
Could I repeat 喂? Yeah.
Yeah.
喂,你好.
Then I would ask 哪位?
我是马克.
Perfect.
Okay, right. So the it's natural for me to repeat, wei, ni hao. Okay, good, good. Now, let's imagine that we are phoning and we want to speak to someone in particular. So how would I say, for example, can I speak to Mr. Lee, please?
Yeah, but in Chinese we ask, is Mr. Lee available?
Right.
Yeah, so we say, 李先生在吗?
李先生在吗? So that's that same 在 as in at,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes.
Right. So, Mr. or Lee, Mr. at question.
Question.
Right.
Yeah.
That's straightforward enough. 请问李先生在吗?
对.
And I guess then the next thing that's likely to happen is that we might be told to hold on or something like that. Yeah.
请稍等. Yeah. 等 is to wait. 稍 means short, very short period of time. So wait a little bit.
Right. 请稍等. qing shao deng. Okay. Now, what if Mr. Li is not available, if he's not there?
Li xian sheng bu zai.
That's really easy. He's not there. Li xian sheng bu zai. He's not there. Could we add in a xian zai? He's not there at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So if Mr. Li wasn't here or is not available at the moment, would I say Li xiang sheng xian zai bu zai?
Perfect.
So Mr. Li is not available at the moment. Okay, let's change it around and ask about someone else.
Wang Tai Tai zai ma?
So that's Mrs. Wang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wang Tai Tai zai ma? Is Mrs. Wang available?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wang Tai Tai xian zai bu zai.
Mrs. Wang is not available
now.
Not available now.
So if Mrs. Wang or Mr. Li is not available now, how would we say, can you call back later?
Ning. Mm. 可以晚点打来吗?
Right, there's a lot going on in there, Crystal. Mm-hmm. First of all, you've used 您 as opposed to 你. So that's just more polite, isn't it?
对对对.
So I think you said 您可以, and then what was the next word?
晚点.
What's that?
晚 is late.
As in 晚安.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. 点, a little bit. So a bit later.
A bit later. 晚. 晚点.
And I say 打来, 打 is in 打电话, make.
To call, yeah.
To call. Lai is to come, so you call in a bit later.
Ah, right, so it's kind of like, can you come back and call later,
yes,
kind of thing.
Right.
Okay, so the whole thing was 您可以晚点打来吗?
非常好.
Let's hear it one more time.
您可以晚点打来吗?
Okay, the other situation perhaps would be leaving a message. So perhaps rather than can you call back later, what about would you like to leave a message?
Yeah. 您想留言吗?
So 留言.
Leave a message. 留 is to leave.
Uh-huh.
言 is a message.
Right. 您想留言吗?
Mm.
Could I say 我可以留言? Can I leave a message?
Precisely.
Is that too literal?
可以. No, it's fine. Very, very good.
Let's hear it again then.
我可以留言吗?
我可以留言吗?
对.
Right. So we've got either the situation where can you call back later? 您可以晚点打来, no, 打来吗?
Mm-hmm.
Or 您想留言吗? Would you like to leave a message?
Mm-hmm.
Right, perhaps the person who's answered the phone might need my phone number in order for Mr. Li or Mrs. Wang to call me back.
Mm.
And I think we've talked about phone numbers before, haven't we?
Yes,
when we did numbers.
Mm.
So the telephone number is what again?
电话号码.
电话号码.
Mm.
The how is the number part.
Yes.
And the ma, what's that?
Altogether, 号码 is number.
Ah, okay. 号码. 电话号码. Okay. So, what is your telephone number, please?
请问你的电话号码是多少?
So, are you asking there, how much is your telephone number? Because it's a number.
It's a number.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. 请问你的电话号码是多少?
非常好.
So, what is your telephone number? Okay, so I can give my phone number. We'll do that when we come to the conversation a little later. Is there any kind of way that we need to finish a phone call?
谢谢再见, normally.
Okay, so there's no formula or no particular word we need to use.
No.
Okay, well, I don't want to say this too confidently, but it all seems straightforward enough. Just a few words in there that we need to think about. Shall we have a conversation? We've come up with a conversation here where I am calling in and Crystal this time is taking in the part of the receptionist.
对, huh?
Okay, let's have a listen to this conversation.
Hello,长城饭店。喂,您好,请问张明先生在吗? 对不起,张先生不在。 请问您哪位?
我是彭马克,我从苏格兰来。
彭先生,您想留言吗?
好的,请张先生打电话给我。 打电话给我。
请问您的电话号码是多少？
我的电话号码是13927884860。
好的，没问题。
谢谢，再见。
不用谢，再见，彭先生。
Okay, now there are a few things that we do need to go over in this conversation, but let's have a listen again, first of all. I'll do my best to sound as authentic as I can. I'm not quite sure if I do sound very authentic. Okay, let's have a go again.
Hello,
长城饭店。喂，您好，请问张明先生在吗？
对不起，张先生不在，请问您哪位？
我是彭马克，我从苏格兰来。
彭先生，您想留言吗？
好的，请张先生打电话给我。
请问您的电话号码是多少？
我的电话号码是13927884860。
好的，没问题。
谢谢，再见。
不用谢，再见，彭先生。
Okay, now Crystal, one of the things that I'm thinking about immediately here is when we actually give the phone numbers, I suddenly remembered as we were reading through the script that when we say 1 as a phone number, it changes.
幺。
幺 as opposed to 一。Do any of the other numbers change?
Nope, not in this case.
Not for phone numbers. Okay, so let's go back through our conversation. Once again, we're using a more formal form. We're using 您as opposed to 你。So let's begin. The receptionist said,
您好。Hello. 长城饭店。
So this is the Great Wall Hotel.
对。
Okay, so I said, 喂,你好。So, hello. And then I asked if I could speak to Mr. 张明。
对。
So is Mr. 张明 there?
Uh-huh. 请问张明先生在吗?
And the answer was?
对不起,张先生不在。
So Mr. 张 is not available.
请问您哪位?
So please may I ask, who are you? And I said, 我是彭马克。I give my name, and I also give an interesting fact. I'm from Scotland. Perhaps this would help the receptionist
to remember.
To remember, yeah. Yes. Well, or at least give me an excuse as to why my Chinese is so bad. 我从苏格兰来, I am from Scotland. Okay, so the receptionist went on to say,
彭先生,您想留言吗?
So, what you're asking here is, Mr. 彭,您想留言吗? Do you want to leave a message?
对。
And then I went on to say,
好的。
Okay.
请张先生打电话给我。
Right, so this is something that we didn't cover in our lesson, but we know all these words, and it's just a case of putting them all together. So, 请张先生。So, please, Mr. 张打电话, give a call or make a call gay wa
to
me. So that's like give me the salt or pass me the sun something. So please give me a call, Mr. Jiang, and so on. Okay.
请问您的电话号码是多少?
The receptionist asks me for my phone number, and I say 我的电话号码是, my phone number is, let's see if we can get this phone number, 幺三九二七八八四八六零，
非常好。
So 139278848 60。
非常好。
Okay, and then the receptionist said,
好的，没问题。
No problem. And I thanked and said goodbye. 谢谢，再见。
不用谢，再见，彭马。彭先生。
So Mr. Peng, you're getting a little too familiar there, Crystal. Okay, so that's a great example of a phone call conversation. And after the break, we're going to be talking a little more about communications in the sense of the internet. So we'll be back soon. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Okay, welcome back. We are talking about communications today. We've been looking at making phone calls, and now we're going to go on and talk a little bit about the internet, because obviously if you're traveling, it's good to be able to check your email and so on. However, before we do that, Crystal, I want to ask you some things about using the internet in China. Is the internet generally widely available?
Indeed, very, very available in China, and Wi-Fi is available, like on buses, restaurants, museums, libraries, you know, almost everywhere.
So if I'm traveling in China, will I be able to access all the sites that I would normally access if I want to check my Facebook, for example?
There are some restrictions, like Facebook is not working in China, Google is not working in China, YouTube is not working in China. However, there are other sites you can use. For example, the equivalent of Google in China is called Baidu. So when we say, just Google it, but in China we say, Baidu it.
Okay, right. And in terms of social networks, I've heard of, is it
WeChat?
WeChat, okay.
Yeah, so it spells like We, you and me, chat. Let's chat, basically. Yeah. WeChat.
And am I right in thinking that with WeChat, you can also post photos or stories that your friends can read?
Yeah, you
not
can.
Not just person-to-person communication.
Mm-mm. You can put like a group.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
You could. But you can also use WeChat to have a free telephone call with your friends, and also video calls or conference calls.
Okay. Okay. Let's think a little more about the internet. How do we say the internet in Mandarin?
Hu lian wang.
Hu lian wang.
So word by word, hu means together or hu xiang, you know, together. And lian is to connect.
Yep.
Wang is the net.
Okay, so we're connecting together over the net. Hu lian wang. So how would I say, let's say I'm in a hotel and I want to ask, can I use the internet here?
我可以用互联网吗?
So the yong, what is that use? So I can use internet question. 我可以用 Hu lian wang ma? Can I use the internet here? And it's the kind of thing that I might want to ask in a cafe or in a restaurant or in a hotel, as we said.
Actually, Mark, there's a simpler expression about whether you can use the internet or not. We use shang wang.
Shang wang.
It means internet surfing.
Okay. So the wang is still that
net.
And then shang.
Surfing.
Surfing. So is that really like surfing as in what you do in the sea?
Yeah.
Okay. Shang wang.
Yeah.
So would I say 我可以 shang wang ma?
对.
Right. So can I surf the net? And if I want to say here, can I just add in 这 in the beginning? So 这 我可以 shang wang ma?
Perfect.
Can I use the internet here? Now, I've decided I want to use the internet. I've asked my question and I may be told yes or no or whatever. But if I'm told yes, then I guess the next thing I'll need is the password.
Right.
If there's a Wi-Fi password, for example. So how would we talk about the Wi-Fi password?
Wi-Fi 密码.
So we just say Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but if you really want to say in Chinese, 无线网.
无线网.
无 means no. 线 means wire. Wang means net, so wireless net.
Network. Okay, so 无线网, and then the password was?
密码.
密码.
密 means secret.
Okay.
Ma is a code. It's a secret code.
Okay. It's intriguing. So could I say, could I just say, please, what is the wireless password?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
请问, I'll just go Wi-Fi. Uh-huh. Wi-Fi 密码是什么?
请问 Wi-Fi 密码是什么?
请问 Wi-Fi 密码是什么? Okay, right. We've got the Wi-Fi password. We connected to the Wi-Fi, but I realize that my computer is running out of battery, so I need to plug it in. However, I don't have a Chinese plug. So how do I say? I know we've done this before, but remind us, what's the word for an adapter?
转换器.
转换器. So could I say, 你要转? Sorry, 转换器吗?
对。你有转换器吗?
你有转换器吗? Okay, right. I'm surfing the net. I'm doing my emails or whatever, but it doesn't seem to be working. The Wi-Fi is not working. How would I say that?
Wi-Fi is not working. Wi-Fi 用不了.
用不了.
Meaning cannot use.
Cannot use. Okay, so do I just say Wi-Fi 用不了? Mm-hmm. Right.
Or nowadays, because we use English quite a lot in China, you can say not working. Literal translation, 不工作, working is 工作, not working, 不工作.
So is 工作 working as in your job? It's the same, exactly the same. So a kind of English influenced sentence there. So Wi-Fi, or could I say 无线网不工作?
可以.
Right, okay. I suppose all of this is when we're using our own machines, our own devices. Mm. But what about the situation where we might need to find internet access? So are there internet cafes in China?
Mm-hmm, a lot. Mm-hmm.
So what would they be called?
Wang ba.
Wang ba. So that's the same wang as in net.
Net. Uh-huh.
And what's the ba?
Pub.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's an internet pub.
Mm-hmm.
Wang ba. And, okay, I want
or
to...
Or a bar.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to use a computer in the internet cafe.
Mm.
I'm guessing that there's a high chance that the computer may be set to Chinese preferences. So how would I say, can you please change this to English?
Mm-hmm. So you just need to learn the word change, yeah?
Yeah.
换成. Basically, change into.
Yeah.
Okay, so 请... 换成英文.
All right, so just please
change into English.
Okay. Mm. Okay. That all seems relatively straightforward. I think so far in this lesson we have covered all sorts of communication issues, things like dealing with phone calls, leaving messages, giving phone numbers, but also looking at using the internet too.
Yep.
And we hope that this has been useful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that is it for this episode of Coffee Break Chinese. We will be back, of course, next time with more Chinese for you. And next time we're going to be looking at a very important topic, dealing with emergencies.
Mm.
Once more, we hope that you never have to use the language in that lesson, but it's really important to cover that. Of course, there is more in this episode in our bonus materials, and the bonus audio episode this time is another conversation. We've got a bonus conversation mm-hmm. where we're combining the topics from last time, looking at illnesses and things, with phone calls.
Hey.
You can find out all about these bonus materials at coffeebreakchinese.com, where there's access to the audio materials, the video versions, and of course our lesson notes for all of the Coffee Break Chinese lessons.
Don't forget, you can come behind the scenes with Mark and me and the rest of the Coffee Break team by following Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Why don't you share your Coffee Break moment and post a photo of yourself learning Chinese with Coffee Break? We may even feature you on our Instagram account.
Don't forget to hashtag Coffee Break Moments, and who knows, you may be featured. That's it for this lesson. 谢谢, 再见.
You
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.